the 2018 Sea Recovery Collections Academy in Bloomington, Minnesota. Look who I ran across, Mr. Steve Ballmer from PSCU. How are you, sir?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you.
Well. Good to see you,
too.
It's
been a while.
It has been. What, about 6 months or so?
Yeah, probably.
When we were in St. Louis?
Yes.
So, hey, so how's the, I know the conference is just kind of starting out, but yeah. How's it going for you so far?
The conference is going really well.
Yeah?
It's really nice to see all the credit unions that participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of interest around the collections piece for from the credit union
mm-hmm.
perspective,
mm-hmm.
around the recovery business that we run here. And also the front end, the LSC piece, which mm-hmm. is the first party collections, which we excel at also. So, you know, the partition's been great. I've walked around and met many people. And
it's a
good group. They're really interested in the PSC side of things. Some of the members didn't even know who PSC was.
Really?
Oh, yeah, wow. When I asked in the meeting, there was about 50% of folks raised their hand, and the other 50% had never heard of us. So
uh-oh.
I gave a brief explanation of what PSC does.
Okay.
We serve as credit unions in our mission, and it seemed to go over very well.
Well, so, now they're educated.
You know, they're educated,
I'm glad you talked about that, because I want to talk to you about the acquisition. And this happened how long ago? How long did you guys acquire?
Yeah, the acquisition occurred at the tail end of February. March 1st
okay.
was the exact date.
Okay.
And the acquisition's going really well.
What started it? What sparked this acquisition? Why did you guys want to get involved here?
We were looking at opportunities to invest,
mm-hmm.
and collections seemed like a nice place to be. The financial team went around and evaluated many different opportunities. The collection opportunity became prevalent when we met with CU Recovery. CU Recovery was all about credit unions. PSC's mission is all about credit unions, so it seemed like a nice mesh point.
Nice, yes.
When we went through the due diligence, the financials made sense,
mm-hmm.
and we thought it would be a good opportunity for growth in the future. PSU had a small investment in collections that we ran on a first-party basis,
mm-hmm.
and we just thought that there was opportunity, if provided the right opportunity,
right.
to grow the business right. and move forward and provide a greater impacting collection mm-hmm. offering to our credit unions, and that's where we're trying to capitalize right now.
So that's pretty much the goals of it, is to expand that business?
It is. It is to expand that business.
Because, I mean, actually, you guys have really kind of left them alone. I mean, if there's the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing.
Yeah.
So you really have let them kind of do their own thing, right?
Correct.
So, or how's the relationship work?
Well, the mission out of the gate was, from a first-party perspective, you know, we didn't make continuous investment on the collection side.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we were going to go out and acquire somebody, let's look at the process, let's look at the procedures, and let's understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not try and instill our expertise in there
right.
on something that works
yeah.
and try to feel them out. And when I looked at it, the main piece that I liked about the first party side of the business was the integration to the credit, the CU cores. So the CU could understand the collection efforts right away, right
mm-hmm.
out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to be an improvement. We're technology-driven.
Right.
Technology-driven is very good. It's very efficient and
mm-hmm.
it's effective. But it also is very hands-offy, right?
Right.
You know, you get a hold of the message. You leave messages. You do this. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hope the member calls back at some point and makes a payment based upon those messages.
Right.
Not always talking to them. On the core side, you know, but the core side of the business, we update the notes. So the credit union in general can see what's going on around the collection activity.
Gotcha.
So if a person walks into the branch, they can see that we made calls,
mm-hmm.
person set up a payment arrangement, person offered to make a payment in a week or what
mm-hmm.
that may or may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like a huge upgrade and opportunity from my perspective. I liked it, and the folks that were in the due diligence liked it too.
Right on.
On the recovery side, we didn't really participate on the recovery side of the business. So CU Recovery, of course, is well known in the industry,
mm-hmm.
and we thought that we could capitalize based upon our relationships and grow that side of the business, quite
gotcha.
Honestly. It wasn't something we were involved with at the time.
Filling that gap a little bit there
correct.
For you guys. Very
yep.
nice. And before the recording, we were talking about kind of trends in the industry, what we're seeing with the economy and
yeah.
and how it relates to collections and recovery, all that
right.
stuff right there. Any comment on that?
Yeah, right now the economy is running very smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
It's optimal. But there's always that period. You know, collections is a recession-proof business, so it offers that recession piece to the opportunity for PSCU.
Yeah.
When the economy starts to downturn slightly and things become a little tighter,
mm-hmm.
Of course, folks are going to go delinquent, and we'll have the opportunity to rehabilitate those
yeah.
customers.
Good point.
And move forward. So while the economy is booming, collections is still prevalent,
mm-hmm.
but it becomes a little more important as the economy turns.
Right,
and
right.
you know, we try to keep people from getting to the next stage. Once you get past 30 or 60 days, it's a difficult deal to try and rehabilitate a customer. So we look to do that up front and make it happen in the first 30 days.
So it sounds like this is trying to be proactive here to help, I mean, actually help these folks out there, you know, instead of like punishing them, I guess, you know, but
yeah,
if
yeah,
you can
yeah.
help them out and kind of, like you said, rehabilitate and they can get them back on track, you know, so they can be a productive consumer out there and getting loans from credit unions and that type of thing.
That's always the goal,
continue.
Right? Right? Rehabilitate, keep the membership going, make it a profitable membership
right.
for the credit union,
right.
make it stress-free for the member,
mm-hmm.
Offer opportunities up front to get out of the financial situation that you may be currently having.
Right.
You know, there's differences between missing a payment
mm-hmm.
and not being able to make a payment.
Right.
And then we try to understand, you know, why you can't make that payment mm-hmm. and what advice we may or may not mm-hmm. be able to provide to help you make that payment.
Yeah, because post-recession, that must have been, oh my goodness,
yeah.
imagine the activity in that area.
Yeah, post-recession, you know, folks were trying to dig out from all kinds of lending issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of,
mm-hmm.
you know, unemployment. There was all kinds of things. Housing,
right.
foreclosures.
Right.
There was a lot of financial difficulty going on. Some of that was hard to overcome.
Right.
But you have to, you know, each situation is different. You have to get to know the member, try mm-hmm. to understand where they're at, and try to rehabilitate those
And
folks.
That's the great thing about credit unions, you know?
Yeah.
They're out there to help, basically, you know? So, obviously, to stay in business, you want
Correct.
To stay in business, but to help as well. You
right.
know? So...
And one of the things that we looked at from a CD recovery side of things was they were credit union focused. It's not necessarily your third party collection shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're there to help the customer. We're there to help the credit union. We're there to make the best decision based upon the financial situation for the member. And if it works, we get a recovery on the third party side. And up front, we just spoke about how to rehabilitate those folks.
Got it. Very
so
cool.
I think it's, you know, it's a great opportunity
yeah.
and a great piece of business for PSC to be involved with.
Yeah, I think both parties are pretty happy with this. Sounds like a win on both sides. So,
yeah, we're excited. PSC is excited. CE Recovery is excited. We look to see, you know, where the future may bring us.
Right on.
Based
well,
on this business.
We'll be sitting on pins and needles, waiting
yeah.
to see.
We'll probably chit chat about this again in 6 or 7
Sounds
months.
Sounds good.
See where we're at.
You got it. All right,
okay.
Steve. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Appreciate
good.
It.